Well, hello there, and welcome back to Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness with your host, Tony Nesbitt. That's me. Let's begin by saying we have a dumb birthday game from April 16th, 1994, on tap for you today. There are many classic moments in this episode. So many that I had to title it, The Highlight Reel to Reel. I will also let you know that one of the perks of subscribing and becoming a patron on Patreon is that you often get exclusive episode previews and special audio cuts, as well as stories I don't always share here. Same for Buy Me a Coffee, which is kind of like a tip jar. Any and all support is welcome, and thank you always to those that have already done so. For your convenience, I've included the links in the description box below. Now, to what you came here for. The players, Virginia in Somerville, Mary from Quincy, Jack Hart. He had recently auditioned at Faneuil Hall for America's Talking, a proposed CNBC 24-hour talk network, and after was interviewed by the Lawrence Eagle Tribune. I'm in studio, and Emilio Morata is producing and playing in studio as well. The birthdays, Ellen Barkin, Bobby Vinton, Edie Adams, Peter Ustinov, Dusty Springfield, Jimmy Osmond, Henry Mancini, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Episode 232, The Highlight Reel to Reel, winds its way to your ears now.
Their actual age, and the winner, the one who wins the, gets the closest to the most number of names, will win something totally useless and something that'll probably show up at a flea market seconds after it's received. Thank you very much. Let's see who's playing the game with us. We have Virginia, who is in Somerville. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Is this, have you played the game with us before?
Last year.
Oh, not since then?
No, I beat Roberta by one. I got one right.
Oh, okay, well, this time maybe you get a whole bunch of them right.
Oh, and I hope so.
And you'll win something really tacky and useless. Won't that be fun?
Oh, that's just what I always wanted.
Okay, we have Mary. Oh, another woman. This is Mary, who's down in Quincy, is playing the game with us also. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Nan.
What'd you call me? Hi, Nam. Hi, Nam.
Yeah.
That's my name, Namin. Namin Nathan.
Yeah.
We used to, as a matter of fact, in school, we would have elections, I remember, and the teacher would say, "We're now open for nominations."
Right.
And I thought she was talking about me. I lift my head up off the desk and become wide awake at that point.
And we had a Norman in the family, so we always had all kinds of names.
Okay, so you think he kind of nerd person, a little wimp-like creature,
a dweeb? No, he was pretty brusque and, you know it all. And
what he was?
Oh, yeah.
Does he no longer exist?
Oh, no, he's around.
Okay.
But I hope he's sound asleep.
How old is he?
Well, I hate to say it, but 80.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a young kid.
No.
Oh, I see. Okay. Norman is his name. Okay. What is he, your husband or your father?
No, my brother.
Your brother?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Okay, we also have with us, let's see, let's call in Jack Hart is playing the game with Jack.
Hello.
Hello. I'm told that you interviewed for the Lawrence Eagle Tribune or something?
Oh, I was. I went down to that America's Talking thing, that big thing that they had down at Faneuil Hall today, and I did my little spiel, did my little stand-up thing, and as I was getting off the stage, there was a woman there from the Lawrence Eagle Tribune who was, just sort of overseeing the whole thing and writing a little bit of an article on it, and she just happened to pull me aside and ask me a couple of questions about the whole process and the excitement of the experience.
Is this for what, for CNBC?
CNBC apparently is starting a new channel, America's Talking, 24 hours of talk. and so they were holding some tryouts today for it.
The tryouts were, you said you did some stand-up kind of stuff. What did you do exactly?
Well, I went, the thing that you had to do was you had to bring a tape of something that you had done recently before, of which I had interviewed David Brudnoy, who was gracious enough to grant me an interview, and so I brought that down. But then when you got there, you also had to stand up on a little riser and speak to the camera and the little crowd there and tell them what kind of talk show you'd like to have. So I told them. And I told them a little bit about what I did and et cetera, et cetera, and with all.
Were there a lot of people doing the same thing as you?
Well, it was. It started at 11 o'clock today. I got there in the early afternoon, and it was going on for a little bit of time. So there were a handful of people there, but people had been coming and going for a good portion of the day.
So they were interviewing quite a few people then?
Yes.
And this goes on, what, regional interviews throughout the country?
They're doing 10 stops. They'll be in Boston this past day, today, and Sunday between 11 and 7. And they're doing it in 10 other cities between now and the early part of May. And then by the end of May, from what I understand, they want to at least have it whittled down to a handful.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck.
Well, thank you very much.
Then, wouldn't it be nice if you won that over hundreds of people who obviously are competing?
Hundreds and thousands, absolutely.
Hundreds of thousands of people are competing.
That would be a kick.
What kind of a talk show would you like to do?
Well, let me see. I'd like to speak with, of course, I'd like to speak with some stars and so forth, much like yourself and things. less about the esteem and so forth, more about what's going on in their lives. I wouldn't mind speaking with some regular people, find out what goes on in the gas station attendant's mind on a cold, rainy night when somebody's pulled up to the pump and they're blowing their horn frantically trying to get somebody to come out and pump their gas, and they just don't want to leave the confines of their warm thing. And quite frankly, I wouldn't mind having a few of you Weekly World types, multiples of limbs, a birthmark shaped like presidents, things like this.
I see.
Some fun, some features.
Somebody's discovered a hailstone that's in the shape of David Brudnoy's nose.
Of
that tape.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
They're real folks.
I must say that if I do ever get an opportunity to do a talk show, much of my inspiration will have come from your very program.
Boy, you're really sucking up to me, aren't you? You're sickening. Just stop that. Okay, we also have... This is, by the way, for people who just tuned in, is the Dumb Birthday Game. And Tony will be playing the game with us, Tony Nesbitt.
I'm still here.
Still here?
Yep. Still here.
Still here was here with...
Jack's taking me with him when he gets the job.
Yeah, with Lucy Absolutely. Johnson, Princess Cheyenne. Yeah. If I had a talk, and also Montana,
yes.
If I had a talk show, I'd have a lot of attractive women, mostly. I that's a good way to meet women.
Every day.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Attractive women, maybe some on the kind of loose side, some saucy wenches, mm-hmm. different types of women like that would be kind of nice.
Sure, some saucy wenches and, maybe some main dish kind of wenches. And...
Yeah. Why was it I felt you were going to come out with some obnoxious remark like that?
Because I often do.
Oh, that's it.
That's right. I knew you had a track record for something. I forgot what it was. And Emilio Morata is with us also, who will be playing the Dumb Birthday Game. Emilio.
I know him.
Who had a chance to watch all of the proceedings from his perch high above the... main master control, I think we call these things.
Yes.
I've never really understood the terminology. And what does that say? Body glove?
Body glove, yes.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that the name of the gym you work at?
No, it's a clothing line.
I see.
It's like a kind of athletic apparel, kind of skin tight stuff that a lot of the females that you like to look at wear.
Oh, what are you doing wearing it?
Yeah, it's a hat. I'm wearing a hat.
Oh, he's got a hat on. Is this just for women or is it men's?
No, it's just athletic apparel. It's like
for women.
No,
for men and women.
Surfer wear and that stuff too.
Oh, I see. Yep.
I was wondering if you could loosen the patent, maybe cut Jack in if he gets the show. We could do the Dumb Birthday Game on his show one week, maybe.
Sure.
You'd have to pay through the nose.
There's a lot of legalities involved.
Well, there's one legality. I own the name Dumb Birthday Game.
Correct.
The intellectual rights to it.
I own the intellectual, philosophical, and every kind of rights. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let's do the game. That'd be kind of nice. You all set? You Virginia and Harriet?
Yeah, I'm set.
Okay. Today is the birthday. Today, April 16th, is the birthday of Ellen Barkin, who I think is a lovely-looking lady. Yeah. What was that one she did? The movie she did with
Sea of Love.
Sea of Love with Al Pacino. I thought that was really
nice. I was disappointed, actually.
Yeah?
I had heard so much about it, I rented it. I said, wait a minute. I really expected steam.
You wanted her to be the killer, though, didn't you, Tony?
I don't remember, actually.
Well, I really don't remember. Actually, he wanted to see more of her.
Did you really, Jack?
Oh, whoosh.
She was hot, yeah, but I...
The Big Easy, she was even hotter.
Jack's going to have her on the show.
Yeah.
That's the first guest of Jack's show. That's right. Emilio's right. Ellen Barkin.
Okay, we'll start with you, Virginia. Ellen Barkin, let me tell you something about her. She was in Switch, Sea of Love, and This Boy's Life. That doesn't say very much. There was something on HBO, I think, this past day with... she was in with... it's funny, I remember her, but I can't remember the male that was in that.
That's This Boy's Life with Robert De Niro? That one?
I thought it was, maybe that was
I just saw that recently. That was a pretty good movie.
Okay. A romantic comedy, I think they billed it as that. Was that a romantic? I don't know. No, I think it was something else. But in any event, Virginia, how old do you think Ellen Barkin is?
Oh, I think she's your age, 39.
39, okay. No, I never said I was 39. You're thinking of the other guy who sits in for me when I can't make it the rest
36.
Of the week. Oh, he says 36.
Yeah.
Okay, Harriet, how old do you think she would be today, April 16th? Are you okay, Helen? Harriet? Did I say Helen? Harriet. No, Harriet. Are you there? I think she fell asleep on us.
Harriet?
Oh, no, it isn't Harriet. It's Mary.
Thanks, no.
I'm sorry. Why have we got Harriet and Brighton? Do we have somebody with that name, Sline?
No.
It's Mary. No wonder you didn't respond. Mary and Quincy. I'm sorry. It's Mary and Virginia.
Mary and Quincy and Harriet and Brighton. Well, hello, Harriet.
No, I don't know why I wrote. Harriet, why would I Mary, write down Harriet and Brighton? Mary, anyway. How old do you think Ellen Barkin is?
42.
Huh? Hmm. Okay. What is that noise coming from Ellen's room, Tonto? Ellen Barkin. That's back to the old Tonto jokes.
Where's the rim shot when you need
boy,
it?
Boy.
Tony, what do you think?
I believe, and she's now, I believe, separated or getting a divorce from her husband. So there's another one.
Who's her husband? He's a well-known person.
Yeah, Irish fella. Irish actor.
Yeah. Call him Liam.
It's not even there? Liam in your book at all?
Liam Neeson?
No, it doesn't say. Liam O'Flaherty. We'll call him that.
Patio furniture.
Oh, boy. She's, I think she's now 41.
Now 41. Okay. And Emilio?
She's got to be somewhere around there. That's... I'm going to go with 41, too.
41. Okay. And, Jack, what do you think?
43.
She's 39 is correct, and that's Virginia. Virginia won the first round. You're kind of on your way to getting a really nothing kind of gift as a prize.
You know, I saw an old movie with Angie Dickinson, and, you know, Angie Dickinson, when she was young, and Ellen Barkin could have been sisters.
You're right.
Yeah. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, they're both very appealing women. Yeah, oh, boy, gee.
They have the same facial structure, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, although, that same sort of crooked smile.
Yep.
Although I saw Ellen Barkin on a Letterman-type talk show, and she had, like, a really strange family life. Her family was, like, really into pot and stuff. Yeah. And it's kind of weird. It's like her grandmother...
So they did a lot of cooking?
No, not pottery. Oh. The illegal kind.
A lot of crafts.
Yeah.
Okay, this is also the birthday of Bobby Vinton. I say that like it's terribly important. He's known as the Polish Prince. His name was...
That song with the rose? What?
Roses Are Red. That was his big hit.
Roses are red, my love.
Right? Yeah. That was his big hit back in 1962.
And Blue Velvet.
Let's see, from 62 to 72, he sang more number one hits than any male vocalist. He began his career as a clarinetist and band leader and also sautéed fish. I made that part up.
This guy, the epitome of nerd, huh? Jeez.
Bobby Vinton. Yeah, did all of that kind of stuff. Bobby Vinton.
Blanca?
No. Blue Velvet, though, too. Isn't that his?
Yeah.
She wore blue. Everybody, blue velvet. Blue were the the colors of her playthings. Anyway, let's start with you, Jack. How old do you think Bobby Vinton is, the Polish prince?
The Polish prince.
How old is he today?
Everybody's saying,
roll up.
She looks like a barrel of fun.
That's right. In honor of Bobby Vinton, perhaps during the last hour of the program, we'll play some polkas. As you know, there's only been one written, so play that over and over again and give it a different name each time. Here's the Polish Prince Polka. Now the sautéed fish polka. So what do you say there, Jack? How old is Bobby Vinton today? And say it like you really care.
Oh, let's see. He is, let me see.
It's the polka.
Oh, boy, do you guys stink.
Hey.
You guys stink, polka.
I don't think any of you are Polish.
Does she mean we smell?
Who says what nobody here is Polish?
How do you know?
Well, you don't sound it.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, you wanted that.
Wait a minute.
My grandfather, Isaac Nathan Podklibnik, came to this country from Poland. I'm Polish. Although I never admit that usually publicly.
Who is this Norman talking?
No, yes. This is his son.
Well, you know something? It's very, very hard for me to hear. I don't know. You're not coming through too clear.
Well.
But Norman, I went to Everett High, and then I moved to Chelsea, too. So I'm just like you.
You sound exactly like me. I thought I was talking just then. That's really an exciting story. We're going to buy the movie rights to that also. So who said that? Is that Virginia or Mary?
Yes, but I still want to know character by Albert Norton and Albert
Parlin.
Albert Norton Parlin.
Yeah, do you know it? Can you say it?
No.
Okay, that's good. I'm going
to forget. We had to learn it.
Yeah, we did learn it, but you didn't retain it.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I'm 70 years old. How the hell do you expect me to remember now?
Well, you're getting violent, aren't you? Boy. It's a stupid thing anyway. It's carved into the front of the Parlin Junior High School. It's
that's
etched
right.
In. It's a whole thing. I would have all young people, you know, be swell and kind and love each other malted milks every Saturday night.
And Belge walking down from Tony's spot.
One of these philosophical things about how he looks at youth. And they would, and we'd have to memorize that.
That's
otherwise
right.
You couldn't
Everybody
get out of Parlin Junior High School. If you ever buy
Junior High, had to memorize it.
That's right. You had to memorize it, and it stayed with us, right, for about 2 weeks till we get out of school.
I remembered it for quite a while, but now I've got 3 children, 9 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren.
Oh, who asked?
Jack, here's your second show.
Yeah, who asked?
I'm lucky if I can remember their names.
Okay, Jack. Anyway, Jack, we're guessing Bobby Vinton's age.
Oh,
are we still on that?
Yeah.
Okay, how old do you think he is there, Jack?
Well, let's see. By now, he could be the Polish king. he's got to be...
Who is the Polish king?
Bobby Vinton's father. Right,
yeah, you're right.
He's got to be 64 if he's a day.
64 if he is a day.
Or an afternoon.
Okay, an afternoon, yes. Emilio, how old do you think he is?
Well, Norm, being of Polish descent, maybe you can answer this question for me.
being of Polish descent, I really could not answer any questions at all, as a matter of fact.
But why is it people feel it's necessary to throw the moniker of Polish in front of everything? Like, for instance, Ron Jaworski was known as the Polish rifle.
Well, Bobby Vinton calls himself the Polish prince.
Well, I'm saying people, it's like...
I know. I don't know. Poles are very proud of themselves. I call myself the Polish talk host. I don't know. It just comes with the territory.
Right. Well, I mean,
from now on, you've got to do that.
Yeah, I'm the Polish doctor.
Ron Jaworski's the Polish rifle. Ivan Putski's the Polish power.
Yeah, that's right.
I suppose a lot of ethnic groups do that.
The Polish Pope. Yeah, sure. He goes around like that.
Yeah. The Italian Stallion. They do that with other groups too. I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but personally, I'm the Irish traffic reporter.
Anyways, I'm going to say that Bobby Vinton is 67 years old.
67 years of age. Thank you very much. And Tony, what do you think?
66.
66.
Yeah.
You know how you say that in Polish?
Sasante. No, I'm sorry.
I have no idea. I just said that.
66-ky?
Right, yeah. And Mary, how old are you?
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say 59.
59.
Hmm.
Why, are you trying to get a date with him?
Well, I figure I've got to try and show you guys up and, you know.
Mary, he brings that accordion with him. He gets in the way.
Sound younger.
And what do you say, Virginia?
Oh, I'll give him a break. I'll say 65.
65.
Oh, that's
some big break. Actually, 59 is correct. It's just what Mary said. Mary was right on the button, yeah.
How could he be so young and be a prince?
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, a lot of, well, when we look at the, we got little Prince Edward and some there, princes who are little kids over there now. I know all that stuff because...
I'm young and I keep getting older.
You are very conscious of your age, aren't you? Very self-conscious about that. Don't do that. The age is irrelevant.
I was a grandmother at 36, so, you know, I was old then.
You did a one at 36?
I was a grandmother at 36.
That doesn't make you old.
So that may be, you know, I felt old then, so.
Well, you know, some wise man once said, age is just a number and mine is unlisted.
Oh, I'm looking for a young gentleman like Norm Nathan.
Well,
I've got his picture, and he's so handsome.
Norm, are you sending out the fake photos again?
Yeah, I'm sending up. I sent out pictures of Bobby Vinton. My lips are parted slightly so you can tell I'm singing Roses Are Red.
The royal
my love. Okay, today's also the birthday of Edie Adams. Remember Edie Adams? She was in the cigar commercial.
True, and the wife of Ernie Kovacs.
Ernie Kovacs, that's right. She married comedian Ernie Kovacs in 1954 and was the Muriel Cigar Girl for many years. Very attractive lady and quite talented. Sang awfully well.
And frequent Clue and crossword puzzles.
Really?
Entertainer Adams.
Oh, I've never seen that. The one I see is comedian Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Artie.
Artie. Do you do a lot of crossword puzzles?
Oh, by the pound.
Oh, because I do. I'm a real... crossword puzzle freak. I love to do them. Thank you very much. And
is she a blonde-haired woman?
She is a blonde-haired woman. Yes, she is. And she's got blonde hair all the way down her back. It's too bad she doesn't have any on top of her head, but that's the way it went.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Is the other one about the hair?
Tony, how old do you think Edie Adams is? And then how old is her hair?
Melancholy baby.
Why is it? Yeah, give us the melancholy baby note. come on, give us one more. What the hell?
You mean, the way she looks. She's got a head like a melon and a face like a collie. hey. She swallowed an olive and 10 men got frightened and left town. But seriously, though. She had buck teeth that were so severe, I asked her to marry me. She said, I will, and bit off three of my toes.
Hey, Groucho's not playing this game.
You got another one? Come on. That's the first time I heard you say that one.
Is Groucho in this game?
Yes, Groucho's in this game. Thank you very much. Who said that? Is that Virginia or is that...
Yeah, is Groucho playing this game?
Groucho is playing this game. But I'm asking Tony the age of Edie Adams.
Edie Adams, very serious,
because this is a serious game.
All right.
Very serious game.
Married in 54 to Ernie Kovacs.
Yeah.
Comedian, Kovacs. Doesn't that appear in crossword puzzles, too?
I haven't seen Ernie Kovacs. But Ernie Kovacs,
you
know...
that often.
Jack Hyde, incidentally, has so much talent.
How much talent does he have?
As a matter of fact, he's got more talent in his little finger than he has in his entire body. That's how talented he is. Boom, 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 sam, boom, man.
How about that town you came from, Norm? Did you come from a small town?
I came from a town that was so small, we never even had a sanitation department. We used to have this old lady came in twice a week to pick up. But seriously, though.
And it used to be on the coast. It wasn't a small coastal town.
It was a small coastal town. It was so boring. One day the tide went out and never bothered to come back in again. But really, though.
Oh, my God.
How long have you guys been working on that one?
The mosquitoes were so big that it once bit a Greyhound bus and it was... swelled up so far, you couldn't get through the Sumner Tunnel. But really, though. Okay.
All right, Edie Adams is married. In...
Well, who has to bring? Who's talking about Edie Adams? Well, I'm doing shtick.
How'd she work her way into this conversation?
Anyway, so how old do you think she is? So
that was 40 years ago. She was married to Kovacs.
That's right. She was elected just about 3 years ago as Miss Veracruz Veins of 1993, whatever that year was.
I think there's too many hormones raging in this world.
Would you be quiet? Not the old guys.
Six, 70, 73.
73.
What? He married her that old, you think?
What? At 54, 40 years ago. Oh, no, that's right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
She was married to him in 1954.
I'm sorry. I was going the opposite way. I have to change that then.
Okay. You can change that.
So, we're 60, just beginning. It's probably 63.
See, now you took my answer. I prodded you into
taking. No, that's what I meant. I went the opposite way.
I'm here for you. I just wanted to make sure you're all set.
Thank you. Well, what would you say, Emilio? How old would you say she is?
63.
You're going to say 63 also. Okay, Virginia, what do you think?
Oh, I'll go for 61.
61, okay. And Jack?
65.
Jack says 65. And what do you say, Mary?
I'm going to stay in the middle. I get 64.
64. Actually, 65 is correct. Oh, Jack Hart wins it right on the button. So we have Virginia, Mary, and Jack all have one apiece. And also, anyway, Peter Ustinov, you know, he's actually Sir Peter Ustinov, the actor. He won an Oscar for supporting actor in 1960 in Spartacus, and in 1964 for Topaki.
You always say that, and I've yet to see that film.
I have never seen either one of them.
That's right, you've never seen Spartacus.
No, it's the kind of movie.
Well, I've never seen Gone with the Wind, so, I mean.
You've never seen Gone with the Wind?
Nope.
Oh, what if you get hit by a bus tomorrow and never survive? You will have gone to your grave without having seen Gone with the Wind. That's so sad.
One of these days, I'm just going to rent all these classic movies and just plop myself down in front of the TV.
And just watch one right after the other.
You got it.
I can't imagine anybody wanted to see a movie called Spartacus or Topaki. It's like there was one by Yul Brynner with a funny name.
The King and I?
Tora, Tora, Tora. Why would anybody want to see a movie called that?
That was a good movie.
Yes, it was.
Sure. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I hope I'm not stepping
on people. So was Spartacus.
Sure. Well, actually, he won the Academy Award for that, so it couldn't have been too bad.
I think actually Topaki, in honor of Pina Houston's birthday, Topaki just broke the top 10 of video rentals this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. A lot of people want to honor Sir Peter Houston.
If I ever win it, we should go into one of those big video stores and say, can I have a... Peter Houston off in Topaki and just see if they can even punch that up in the computer system. I'd really like to
see what they say, Gesundheit.
Other films include Lorenzo's Oil and various Agatha Christie mysteries. He's been in some great Agatha Christie movies. Well, anyway, Spartacus was 60, if that'll help you, and Topaki was 64. And Virginia, what do you say? How old is Peter Houston off on this very day?
Well, I think he's older than me.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be older.
Is it possible?
Wow.
Yeah. I'll say I'm
surprised he's still standing.
You'll say 70, what?
73.
Okay, Mary?
Let's try 71.
Let's try 71. Okay, Tony?
74.
Emilio?
Is he that old? I was thinking low.
Spartacus in 60 and
34, but how old was he? I mean, to be Spartacus, he had to be young and virile and strong, don't you? I mean, Spartacus.
Tony Curtis was Spartacus. Oh. Where do you want the rocks, Mr. Flintstone?
That would be Stony Curtis.
Oh, yes. Sir.
Tony Curtis was the actor. Stony Curtis was back in Bedrock.
I see, yeah.
Don't confuse the two, Jack. Okay, I'll say 69.
69, and Jack?
76. That's the thing.
Okay, anybody want to finish that out?
Trombones.
That's a trombone. That's a spare chocolate. We've all kind of lost interest in those old lines. Peter Ustinov, 73 today. That's what was Richie.
So I was right. No, I said 74. Jeez.
Yeah, you were very close. Well, everybody, you all guessed fairly close.
I got it.
But Virginia got it right on the box.
Right.
That's great, Virginia. You're excited, aren't you, Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because last time I only got one.
Now you're already ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Dusty Springfield? How about Dusty Springfield?
Oh, I have to hire someone to go in there and clean it up then.
Oh, yeah. Well, we, in our town, I was fishing.
I was fishing for something like that.
She was actually born, her name at birth was Mary O'Brien. I don't know how she got Dusty Springfield out of all that. She's from London, England, born there anyway. Her biggest hit was You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. Yeah, that was recorded in 19...
Send me the check every month. That's the rest of the title of that song.
And we'll just fool around, and we don't have to commit it. I don't like long-term relationships. That didn't make any sense at all, what I said. Anyway, she recorded You Don't Have to Say You Love Me in 1966, if that's any clue to you.
How did that go?
You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. Hey, how would you like to do a talk show, kid? Can we call you the Polish traffic guys?
Sure, if you like, sure.
Okay. Dusty Springfield. Okay, we'll start with, we'll start with you, Emilio. How old do you think?
Norm, don't do this to me.
What was the, 61?
66?
66 was the song.
66, yes.
20, 40, 50, 55.
I could put a few commercials on while he's rolling this over his head.
56.
56. Okay. And let's see, Virginia.
Oh, gee. I don't even remember her.
That's funny, neither do I, Virginia.
She had another great song, Only Wanna Be With You. And how did that go?
Oh, that was a pretty song.
Yeah, that was a great song. How did that go?
You don't have to say you. I only want to be with you.
Me asked if I care to dance. To that effect.
I'm sorry. You all right, Jack?
Yes, this chair's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're breaking all the music.
Sounded like you're getting your bottom pinched.
Well, like I said, the chair's uncomfortable.
What was your name again?
Her name is Dusty Springfield.
Dusty Springfield? Never heard of him.
Never heard of Dusty Springfield. No. That's a shame. That's a shame.
I'll say 58.
We'll say 58. Okay.
Okay.
How old would you say she is if you'd heard of her?
Now,
there's
no,
a,
90.
There's a stupid 90. I see. Okay. Jack?
51.
51. Mm. Okay. And Mary?
48.
And what do you think, Tony?
You really think she was that young when she recorded You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, Jack?
Oh, yeah. She was, you know, just
starting out back then.
That's 28 years ago.
Yeah.
And, so you got to figure she was like, say, maybe 22, 23, somewhere around there.
She was that young. That song came out then.
She was a dust ball then. She wasn't really dust.
She was just a dust bunny. Yeah, just the dust bunny. There's a song in that, isn't it?
Just the dust bunny. Hanging out under the bed.
I make my way under the refrigerator and rolled off the
tape. And the spring squeaked.
And the spring
squeaked. Dusty Springfield, by
50,
the way.
She's aged another year since we've started this. 52.
52, okay. She's no relation to either Steve Lawrence.
Yeah.
Melissa Manchester, uh-huh, by the sea. Melissa Manchester changed her name too.
Bill Clinton.
Or Loretta Lynn.
Bill Clinton, that's correct. Or his daughter, Chelsea Clinton, which occupies a whole bunch of places.
Rick Middleton.
Carl Malden.
Middleton. Mike Milbury. Rick Middleton.
Mike Milbury. That's right, yeah. Kay Medford. A little more obscure person, but she used to be in musical comedies. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're on a roll right here. Yeah.
Sure.
Daryl Boston.
Yeah. Daryl Boston or a North Andover or any of those people.
No, there is an actual person named Daryl Boston.
No, we believe you.
He's a baseball player.
Played
for the Mets last year.
Yeah, no, we believe you. Just it's hard to understand you when you get that funny hat on your head. Dusty Springfield actually is 55 years old today.
You're
going to say what?
56. I looked at him and I said that was what I was going to say, but then Jack duped me.
He duped you. Anyway, Emilio said 56, so he's the closest, yeah.
I'd like to say, Tony, that also...
Yeah.
When someone guesses 65,
huh?
I'm going to say that's the limit because that is the limit in rural areas.
Okay.
So I just want to clarify that. Okay. So if I come over, that's the limit.
All right.
So we'll leave that up to you.
Thank you, Jack.
I love doing this program, don't you?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the old Algonquin Round Table with all the great intellects that sit there and discuss all this heavy stuff, you know, and have great rapier-like senses of wit.
What can we call this round table? Some play in the word Algonquin.
Well, I would say this is probably
the eerie.
Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I'm trying to think of some really fancy hotel, because that was the Algonquin.
We can be the Avery.
Yeah, the Avery. The Avery round table.
Motel 6.
Okay, the Motel 6 round table. That would be good.
We're the Dean's Motel round table.
Well, okay, Jimmy Osmond, who's one of the Osmond brothers, as you
really?
Know.
God,
they're all 13.
He's the youngest. I can give you that clue. The youngest of the talented. It says talented. Let me cross that word out here.
It's because you don't know what it means.
Wow. Oh, is that a dagger right into my soul? Wow. A dagger into my soul. Oh, Jimmy, anyway, he's the youngest of the...
Jimmy?
They felt the quakes all the way back to Poland.
He can't even read right, Norm.
Now, was he a little bit country?
She's getting pretty uppity, isn't she?
Because I'm losing.
Oh, that's how you get. You begin to claw when you're losing. Anyway, Jimmy Osmond. Let's start with Virginia. Is that who's been insulting me? Is that you, Virginia?
No, it was Mary.
Well, let's start with Mary, then. Mary, how old is Jimmy Osmond?
43.
He's the youngest of the group.
Okay. And Virginia, what do you think?
Oh, I'll say 39.
Okay, you'll say 39. And let's see, Jack, what would you say?
29.
29. Okay. And Emilio?
Jeez. Oh, wow. 32.
32. And Tony?
Let me see. When was that show on?
I think it's 75, 78, somewhere in there.
78. Say 78 was how many years ago?
Sorry, Norm.
I'm sorry.
That was 16 years ago.
16 years ago.
So, yeah. I think 29 and his teeth are still probably about 15.
I was going to make a teeth joke.
Yeah.
A tooth joke. Teeth. Tooth.
A tooth.
Toofy.
I don't believe any of this. Now that we made a dent in the teeth jokes.
Yeah. Something about a crown in there, too, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe a cap.
How old is he, Tony?
I said 29.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, I didn't hear that.
Funny, I just can't understand why you're not paying attention as you yawn there.
I know it. Oh, God, I wish I was in Lucy Johnson's arms to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Jimmy Osmond is 31 years old today.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm coming back.
31. Emilio said 32.
So it was 30.
And nobody said 30, although Jack said 29, which was close, and so did Tony. So we have two by Emilio, two by Virginia, and one by Mary. My Mary.
Yes.
And none by Tony. Tony, usually you do much better than this. You're obviously a total loser today.
My mind is elsewhere at the moment.
I see.
Yes.
Where is it?
Sandwich moment. I've got... never mind.
We can't discuss that, Jack.
Today is also...
I'm thinking about Lucy and Montana. Oh,
today is Henry Mancini's birthday.
Yes.
Will you guys be quiet?
See, no, usually it's me. Now it's them.
I know it. Jeez.
Emilio's
it's
behavior.
Contagious. Yeah. So good.
Okay. Henry Mancini, anyway... began his screen work with the part of a score for the Abbott and Costello film Lost in Alaska.
Wow, there's a way to start a career.
Yeah, in 1952, and he only did part of this score. The other part of the score was by an obscure writer whose name has been lost to history. Biggest hit was Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet in 1969. The B-side of Windmills of Your Mind, first played by... rhythm, it says an R&R. What is that?
Rhythm and rhythm.
No, what is R&R?
Rest and relaxation.
Rest and relaxation in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Of course. That was so obvious, I couldn't think of that.
I think I was going to tell you.
A drastic change from the bubblegum and rock of the day.
Huh?
That's the
Which
windmills, the B-side of Windmills of Your Mind.
What was the B-side called?
I don't know.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
That's the whole thing. He wrote many hits, including Moon River, which was originally called Blue River, and Blue changed by Johnny River. Mercer. He wrote the music, and other people wrote the words.
He also wrote the music to Viewer Mail.
Viewer Mail.
When Letterman was on NBC.
Oh, was that Henry Mancini? Oh, also, yes. Also, there was a serious story about him in the news today. He now has cancer.
Yes.
It's just 2 months after being told he has inoperable cancer. The award-winning composer plans to score a Broadway musical and to appear at a birthday tribute. He says work is the best therapy. Anyway, today is his birthday, and they're having a birthday gala starring Julie Andrews, Dudley Moore, Quincy Jones, Andy Williams, John Williams, and Luciano Pavarotti.
Wow.
Oh, set for next Tuesday. And the affair has raised $2 million for the UCLA Center for the Performing Arts and the Los Angeles County High School for the Arts.
That's the same guest list for your upcoming 50th.
Pardon me?
That's the sum of the same guest list we have coming up for your 50th
anniversary. Oh, the 50th anniversary, yeah.
50th birthday.
Yeah. Well, that would be nice. Anyway, that's Henry Mancini. And so today is his birthday, and they're going to be celebrating him the next Tuesday. And let's start with you, Jack. How old do you think Henry Mancini is today? We're speaking in my native Shagra, by the way. I usually speak Shagra with a dialect, which is only limited to a few consonants.
Yeah.
But he's speaking pure Shagra.
Yeah, from the northern province.
The northern part of
Perim.
Perim, that's right.
I know more about your history than you do.
I guess you do. I'm a little ashamed of it, to tell you the truth.
You were the only Podklubnik from Perim, by the way.
That's right, yeah.
I thought he was Polish.
Yeah.
Well, this is before it was Poland.
But. Yeah.
That's right. It was incorporated into Poland, I recall, in 1892. I don't know. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Anyway, Jack, how old is whoever we're talking about? I think it's Henry Mancini.
I would say that he is he's 75.
75 years old on this day. Emilio, what do you think?
I'm going to say 70.
And Emilio's going to say 70, and Tony will say...
Yeah, I'm trying to remember all the stuff I've been reading about him. I think it's 70.
70. Hmm. Okay, and Mary?
72.
72, says Mary.
Hmm.
And Virginia, what do you think?
I'll go with 75.
75.
He's got to be older than me.
You judge everything by how old you are, don't you?
Well, you know.
You must be a real boring broad.
Oh, no, I'm a real tough cat.
I see, okay. No, he is actually 70 years old today.
Yes. Yes.
70.
I have 70. Been reading my stuff. Great.
Yeah, that's
good. I've got one, I can sleep, I can relax. I don't have to win as long as I get one.
Hey, you did get one, and Emilio now has three and leads Virginia, who has two. So here's one more, just one more. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
That sounds like an old Middle East song, doesn't it? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wait a minute. That was a polka, wasn't it?
Okay, anyway.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem
Abdul.
Jabba.
Abdul Jabba Baba.
Anyway, he was born Ferdinand Lewis Alcindor Jr. in New York City. He played basketball as Lou Alcindor before he changed his name to Kareem Abdul Jabba.
Was his last name Cinder? Bless you. Was his last
Thank
name
you.
Cinder or was it Alcindor?
Alcindor.
Okay, Alcindor. Just wanted to, because it was like Lou Al. I thought it was like Joe Bob or something. Lou Alcindor.
Al was his middle name.
L. Lewis.
He played in Milwaukee. He played in Milwaukee from 1969 to 1975. The Bucks retired his number 33 in 1993. He played for the L.A. Lakers. On April 4th, 1984, he broke Wilt Chamberlain's all-time NBA regular season scoring record of 31,419 points, if I remember correctly. See, I'm saying this from the top of my head.
Pretty good.
Oh, boy, you're smart.
And early in 1985, see if I remember, I think he broke the record for most points scored in a professional basketball career. At age 40, he averaged 14.6 points a game.
What year was that, though?
You've got a head for
statistics. Oh, come on.
You've got a head for statistics.
No cheating.
No, no, I did read all that. Of course I did. I wasn't trying to
show off.
See, Norm can remember. Himself. Norm can remember all that, but can he do his own taxes?
No.
Okay. Hey, Norman went to Chelsea High. He's smart.
That's right. My folks, we had lived in Everett, but my folks wanted me to get the best possible education that they could find, and so we moved to Chelsea so I could go to Chelsea High School.
That's the only way you get your diploma.
That's right, and I'd like to sing for you the Chelsea High School fight song.
Yeah.
And my two sons graduated from Chelsea High.
Nobody gives a damn.
Yeah, but you would if you knew one of mine was on the Malden Police Department, in case you get caught speeding or something, you know.
In Malden?
Yeah.
What makes you think any of us would get caught speeding anywhere?
What makes you think we'd go to Malden?
Yeah. No.
I beg your pardon.
I was lost in Malden once. This is kind of an interesting story.
Is it?
Yeah, I was lost in Malden, and I survived right in the thick of it, and I survived for several days on birch bark and wild berries. Until a missionary, and one time taken by fever, I thought I was going to die right there in thirst. A missionary tribe came through and found me. Thank God for that. And one more day and I would have been gone.
Well, if you survived going through Chelsea, you could survive anything.
You know something? You're getting on my nerves.
I got news for you. I listen to you every night when you're on.
Then you're okay.
You're on my nerves, too. How's that grab you?
Wow. Oh, it grabs me nice and green.
Right where the hair is short.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Virginia, how old is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter. He probably doesn't know who you are either.
I don't think so. I'll say 47.
47, you'll say 47. What made you say 47? If you
because
don't know
I like
is?
That age. My son's 47.
Oh, I see. That's why you picked that. Huh. Okay, Mary.
51.
And Tony? Is that and?
Yes, it is.
Antony, yeah. Antony, like an Anthony.
Antonio.
Antony. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sure. Whatever you say. 50.
And Emilio?
Well, through the power of deduction, his rookie year was 69. So I'm going to say that was 25 years ago. Correct? Am I correct? In my mathematics.
Yeah.
He was 22 probably entering the league, 21. So I'm going to say he's 43.
43.
Well, that's some math for you.
No, wait a second. Excuse me. Hold on. Wait a second.
Yeah, it's the same problem I did.
I subtracted. I didn't add. I subtracted 2 years.
As he said, by the power of deduction.
You must have gone to Chelsea High School also.
I used to go through Malden every day to get there, too. Okay. So
watch out for my son.
I say he's 47 then. Excuse
47.
Me.
Okay. And Jack?
46.
46. Okay. He is 47. That was very good. Very good, Emilio. And Virginia, that's why I asked her, how come she arrived at 47 having never heard of him? And he hit his age right on the button.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Yeah, that was very good. As a matter of fact, Emilio is the winner, which is really nice for me. That means I don't have to send out any prizes.
Are you caught up with that yet?
Just about. I sent a bunch last week. Yeah, about that.
And I've got to let everyone know that the lateral thinking puzzle books, they're going to go out in the mail on Monday.
Oh, that's
they're
good
all packaged up and ready to go.
Because I get calls every now and then from somebody who says, hey, you forgot me.
Disgruntled.
Yeah, we have disgruntled. I'd say disgruntled is a good adjective.
There were seven winners, so that's,
I think Emilio had three, didn't he?
No, Emilio had four.
Oh.
Let me check
until
again.
He went to see his doctor and he got him a couple of
you
removed.
Know, it's no longer politically correct to say disgruntled. Now you have to say gruntily challenged.
I see.
That was just a little fact that I read in the paper.
That's it. Yeah. Anyway, Emilio does have four. And Virginia, you did very well with three.
Well, I did better than last time.
You did much better, and you did much better than anybody else did here, except for Emilio.
No, Norm, was it was Virginia or Mary that was really on you this
I think it's Virginia, wasn't it? Is that Virginia? No, it was Mary. It was Mary. Now, who went to Chelsea? Went to Chelsea High School? Was that you, Virginia?
No, I didn't. My two children did.
Oh, I think it's both Mary and Virginia.
I think they both were ganging up on you. Yeah.
I think they were both. Yeah, they both.
Yeah, my two children graduated from Chelsea High.
This is Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I hang up on you? Bye.
A perfect ending if there ever was one. Now, I have seen Gone with the Wind, by the way. And what's with the lackluster 76 That's the Spirit? And a Benny-less 39? Sometimes being just so darn funny, it gets tiring. And if you didn't already pick up on it, Norm hated Emilio's silly hats. And with that note, let's close the vault and once again leave this world a little sillier than we found it for tacky and useless prizes. Open nominations. Nominations? That was a pretty good one, I thought, from Norm. Dweebs. America's Talking. Faneuil Hall. The Lawrence Eagle Tribune. Proboscis-shaped hailstones. Body Glove. Intellectual Property Legalities. Paging Harriet from Brighton. The Lone Ranger and Tonto. Patty O Furniture. Very Appealing Women. Saucy Wenches. Blue Velvet. Polkas. Isaac Nathan Podklibnik. Parlin Junior High. The Polish Prince. The Polish Rifle. The Polish Power. The Polish Pope. Crossword Puzzles. Top Copy. Stony Curtis. The hit song, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, Just Send the Check Every Month. And Just a Dust Bunny Under the Bed. The Algonquin Roundtable. Rapier Wit. Soul Daggers. Princess Cheyenne, Lucy Johnson, and her friend Montana. R&R. Birthday Galas. Pure Northern Province Chagra from the Isle of Perim. Boring Broads. Tales of Survival, Volume 703. Malden. Emilio Morata and his funny hat. The Irish traffic reporter Jack Hart, and the Polish talk host Norm Nathan. I'm the Italian producer, Tony Nesbitt.
How about that town you came from, Norm? Did you come from a small town?
I came from a town that was so small we never even had a sanitation department. We used to have this old lady came in twice a week to pick up. But seriously, though.
And it used to be on the coast. It wasn't a small coastal town.
It was a small coastal town. It was so boring. One day the tide went out and never bothered to come back in again. But really, though.
Oh, my God.
How long have you guys been working on that one?